there are over 13,000 nonprofit organizations in the United States that are registered with the IRS as specifically environmental in their focus, in their work. And their annual revenues now exceed $21 billion. So this is a major issue, which, by the way, shouldn't be terribly surprising because of the very meaning of the word environment itself. The word environment comes from a French word meaning to turn around, and it literally means surroundings. And, you know, everything is part of our surroundings. So really, environment just simply means everything. And that means that environmentalism translates into everythingism. And I'll even go one step farther there, too. We have another term for that in the English language. It's called totalitarianism. And that's why environmentalism has a sort of a natural tendency toward wanting to put government in charge of every aspect of our lives. It wants a control over everything around us.
Maybe we just need to talk then a bit about the worldview, how that has really shaped where this debate has gone today.
Well, an awful lot of the environmental movement is fundamentally anti-Christian in its worldview, and there are basically two families of worldview in the environmental movement. One of them is atheistic secular. That's what dominated thinking in the West from the Enlightenment until just very, very recently, say the 1980s and 90s. The other tends to be more Eastern mystical, and thus it tends to embrace pantheism, the notion that God is everything, God is the universe, or panentheism, God is to the universe as the soul is to the body, or animism or spiritism. There are lots of little gods, little spirits that inhabit rocks and trees and rivers and animals and people and things like that, and these tend to be capricious. At any rate, we don't find a biblical Christian worldview very widespread among environmentalists. Doesn't mean that there are no Christian environmentalists, but they don't tend to be terribly influential in the movement. The biblical Christian worldview, of course, is not atheistic, and it's not pantheistic or panentheistic or animistic. It is theistic, and it's specifically Trinitarian theistic. That is, there is a tripersonal God, one God, who is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth, who created the universe out of nothing. It is not himself. It's not an extension of him. It's not an emanation out from him or anything like that. He created the universe out of nothing. And he made human beings in his own image so that while we are creatures, we're different from all the other creatures. And that's why he gives to us dominion over the earth. He tells us in Genesis 1:28, he blesses us and says to us, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and everything that moves on the face of the earth. So that's kind of the basic biblical worldview that we should bring to our understanding of creation stewardship. And it differs very significantly from the other worldviews.